This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Rhea Liu, and you're listening to Open for Business. Flowers fade, but plants last forever, we hope. That's the idea behind Rent-A-Pot, specializing in renting and buying plants, as well as landscaping and maintenance, with clients including the organizers of Formula One, the Good Vibes Festival, Bureau, and the Sea Games. Neil and Nigel Edwin are here to discuss taking over Rent-A-Pot from their father and how they have reinvigorated the business of plants. Never thought, you know, but plants are beautiful. I personally enjoy plants. Of course, Neil and Nigel are twins. I always remember I've met them a couple of times, and of course you can't forget them because they come as a pair. Now, your father Edwin Kumar started the original business 36 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, what was the initial business like?
Well, Dad used to go and plant himself with his brothers, friends. They used to help each other out. You'll take one plant, go put it in office, hope the client pays, and then take another plant, put it in another place. And it was, a bit unorganized, but now it's very structured over the years.
Okay, thanks to you guys.
And Dad, of course, with help of them.
Of course, Dad. Yeah. I know, both of you then went on to university, did the same course, which was nothing to do with landscaping. Yeah.
So we had no idea we were coming back to a landscaping business because Dad sold a business 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in our last month of uni, when we were about to graduate, the company came up for sale again.
Right.
And he gave us a call and he asked us if we would be interested to run it if he bought it back.
Okay.
And we said, yeah. We watched the business growth from young kids.
Yeah.
So we thought, why not? There's a good opportunity here.
And right.
We see how we can go with this.
It's very interesting, right? So Dad sold the business. The people that bought the business didn't do too well.
Yes.
And then sold it back to Dad. And he said, why not?
Yes.
So is he still very actively involved in the business?
Yes, he's very active. He does more of the back-end stuff. Now we meet more of the clients. If we need help, we go to him, get some advice. We don't know everything about the business yet. Still learning every day on the job.
Okay. Now, how did you change the business when you guys came back?
Well, we brought in a lot of social media, I guess. And we marketed a lot. Got it up on Google to the first page. And that helped brand it by just blasting out articles and getting write-ups done.
More PR and marketing.
Right.
Yeah, just to get the brand out there.
And this was something that Dad didn't do.
He did, but not to a large extent. We brought in more of the social media aspect, Facebook, Instagram.
And you'll say, let the young people do it.
Right? I think with Dad, it was more of push marketing.
Mm-hmm.
With us, it's more of a pull marketing.
Pull marketing. Yeah. Okay. Now, where do you guys source the plants from?
They're all local. Mostly Sungai Buloh and Johor, because that's where the best plants come from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you've mentioned before that your greatest goal is to shift the perception people have of plants. What kind of misconceptions would they have of plants?
I wouldn't say it's a misconception, but I think traditionally a landscaping business is looked as a traditional business.
Like a dull, boring business. You know, people just put plants there. We are trying to make it a bit more sexy and glamorous, giving our plants a brand.
Right. And then, of course, you guys rent and you guys also do landscaping work.
Yes.
Where would the bulk of the revenues be? More from the rental or more from landscaping?
Well, the margins on rental are definitely lower. So that's a volume business. I'll say it's 50-50.
Mm.
But of course, because we do less landscaping jobs, but the margins for that are higher.
Right.
Yeah.
And so your business would largely be events?
Yes.
Corporate clients?
Yep.
Do individuals come and say, put plants in my house?
Yes.
Yes. Not very often, but now people do realize that there is this service and they are more aware of it, so they do engage.
Which is very interesting. Your service is a subscription model.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So you pay a monthly fee. For example, we have a package for 68 ringgit. That's 3 plants. Mm. We put the 3 plants in your house or office. We come once a week to maintain them, water, prune, fertilize. If the plant dies, we change it as part of our cost.
Mm.
You don't have to think about the plant at all.
Right. So the life and death situation of the plant is not in my hands.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's all your fault, not mine.
Yes.
Now, so, and then of course, that's what, 68 ringgit for 3 plants.
Yep.
And then it goes all the way up to 288.
Yes. So 288 will get you 12 plants.
And I guess people like that, right? They don't want to buy a plant and maintain it, right? Yep. People do want to have plants in their offices and things like that, yep. but they think, oh, who's going to maintain it? Yep. So was that something your dad was already doing previously?
Yes. Yeah.
So okay. the business started as a plant rental business. That's why the name Rent-A-Pot.
Right.
So when he started it, it was at a time where Malaysia was going through a lot of development. It was during Mahathir's time. And
at which Mahathir's time?
The first time.
Right.
Yeah, so he saw an opportunity to put plants in all these new developments, right. and that's why he started it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how do you decide like what plants to put in the package? I mean, you look at the plates. What do you look for?
A lot of restaurants like the Instagrammable plants, like the fiddle leaf, the rubber plant, they look very nice. Then there are some people in offices, they want plants that purify the air.
Okay.
So there's this plant called a mother-in-law's tongue. I don't know if you heard of it.
No. Yeah.
So that's
good. Must be very sharp.
Yes, it is. It is very sharp.
Okay. Now, your business, though, when it comes to the rentals for events and all that, is that very seasonal?
It's quite seasonal. For example, during the Hari Raya period, Chinese New Year, towards the end of the year, during Christmas, a lot of these events where they, like the malls would engage us to come and, you know, decorate and put up some setup.
Right. So, and then the quiet months will be Puasa month, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Less events happening.
Correct, yeah.
and all that. So that's just that one time when it's not many.
Yeah, yeah, I guess, but it's mainly the start of the year that's very quiet.
Generally, there are events happening every week, but some months they're more than others.
So you work closely with events companies,
yes,
as
yeah.
well. And you've got a couple of, you know, we mentioned that, the SEA Games. And I guess really with Good Vibes, that's the most recent one. What did you guys do for that one?
Well, last year for Good Vibes, we did the main photo wall, the plant wall. This year, we did work for
the VIP deck. That's for the main event organizer. And then a lot of event companies engaged us for different booths. So like
vendor booths, like we did a photo wall for H&M. Mm. We did one for ICOS and
Sejora Juice.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you calculate? Do you look at how many plants are used? How do you work out, like, you know, what kind of plants are
It
you
really want? Varies. Like, so if it's just standalone plants, it's very straightforward. We charge according to the number of plants. Mm-hmm. But if there's some arrangement involved, like a green wall, we charge a bit more, you know, for the creative aspect a bit.
Right. Okay, so that's the sort of thing. So that was a huge one, huh? The Good Vibes.
Yeah.
We just did a setup for Tiffin Food Court. So we just put in some plants there.
Set the Gasket Alley.
Ah, okay, that place, right? Okay, now, you currently have how many staff and, you know, what do they do?
We currently have close to 60 staff. So the plant rental team is separated from the rest. And then we have two landscape teams. And then we have an in-house fabrication and wet works team. So they handle like making the pots, doing woodwork, doing plumbing, electrical work. Yeah. And then we have a very small management team. Mm. Within the office itself, it's just five of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it easy, I mean, finding people in this space, in this industry?
It was hard probably last year, but this year it's a bit easier to find staff.
Okay, so who takes care of staff? Who takes care of HR?
So I think
it's between both of us.
Right.
Yeah, we put out the ads and then, of course, we screen them through that and then pick them based on, you know, whether we think they're creative enough or they're willing to learn. They might not need to have knowledge in the industry, but as long as they're willing to learn, yeah.
Okay, so that's when, of course, you work with them. And then what's it like managing people?
It's always tough. Yeah, there's a lot of issues. But to be honest, Dad's very good with managing people.
Ah.
So Dad handles most of that. Yeah.
Right, okay, so that one, okay, Dad, help us. Yeah. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about, you know, your 1.5-acre plot of land and the nursery that you're planning to start in just a moment. Neil and Nigel Edwin from Rent-A-Pot, stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Neil and Nigel Edwin from Rent-A-Pot Twins. We're talking about their business. It's been around for 36 years now. And of course, they took over the business, well, helping the father take over the business a couple of years when they came back. Now, you're currently based in Taman Desa on a 1.5 acre plot of land, right?
Yes.
So where is that?
It's on Jalan Desa Utama. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So people come in and they try to buy plants as well?
They do. Before we didn't really have a retail business, but we acquired a new nursery, which we plan to use as our retail outlet for selling plants.
Okay. Where is that? Also in the same area?
It's right next door.
Huh.
So very lucky to get that plot. So
from the old office, you can actually just walk to the back next door.
Okay. So this plot of land, though, it was just empty?
No, it was an existing nursery.
Yeah, and they did retail. Yeah.
Oh, I see. And they're selling it to you guys.
Yes.
They sold to you guys.
Yes.
Oh, okay, very interesting. Also,
because the plot of land that we're on, half of it is going to be developed.
Okay.
So the government has taken back the land.
Right.
So just the timing was just right that the nursery next to us wanted to sell their business.
Right.
So we took over. And now we are slowly moving into the retail space as well.
There's a huge potential there.
Yes.
People
are already buying plants from the nursery.
We've seen over the past 2 weeks, every day people walk in and buy some plants.
Okay, so there are a lot of, I know there's like a Facebook group of gardeners and all that, so there is definitely an interest there. Like, if you look at your business, on average a month, how many orders for the various services do you receive, that kind of thing?
Okay, for the plant rental, at the moment, we service about probably slightly more than 800 offices that they rent from us on a monthly basis.
Okay. So if you look at your revenues, though, I mean, like, where would it come mostly from? The events would be the biggest contributor?
I would say it's pretty equal.
Okay.
Because we have a high volume of rental clients. Mm. Also, the event space, the margin is high. Mm.
So we get back the stuff. You know, we put them there for maybe one day, it could be a month, and then we get it back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, just working as brothers, what's that like?
So far, we have no issues.
Okay.
I think our goals and the future for the company is pretty aligned.
Okay. Yeah. Which is?
We plan to expand out of KL.
Right.
Within the next 5 years. Yeah.
And then so how do you decide who does what? Who does what, actually?
We pretty much do the same thing. It's just we handle different clients and we do it on a token system. Let's say if a client calls into the office, so I will take one, he will take the next one regardless of the value.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are also clients where we get personally, like from friends. So I will handle, the friends that inquire and he will handle his own side of clients.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you guys started this when you guys got involved. What year was that?
That was in 2016.
Oh, 2016. Very recent that you decided to take on this, right?
Yeah.
What have you learned about yourselves in the process?
I learned that I can't sit behind a desk. I enjoy meeting people every day, meeting new clients.
Enjoy going to sites. For me personally, I prefer the events side of the business where, it's very creative and you get to put your own insight into how the setup looks like.
Mm.
So it's quite enjoyable.
So that's the fulfilling part of it, right?
Yep.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about how you guys have also gone into clothes, right? And I was commenting, your clothes are very nice because they've got flowers on it. And this is a business that you started, Maison Fratelli. French and Italian name, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you guys decide to do this?
So, the reason behind the name, Maison means house or establishment. Fratelli means brotherhood. So it's basically house of brothers.
Mm. And there are five of us. We are very close friends, pretty much brothers. So we were thinking about the name and we thought we'll get something that revolves around the brotherhood.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So all the machas are together.
Yes.
Okay. So, and this started when?
Very recent. We talked about it late last year.
Uh-huh.
Then we got into production a few months ago. And just about a month ago, we started selling. We haven't actually launched properly yet.
Uh-huh.
We will soon. But yeah, we've just been taking orders by word of mouth.
Okay, so and it's people buy it online.
Yeah.
So you're going to go on that online model. I mean,
correct.
When you're looking at this, like what when you look at that business, where do you see that going?
We want to take it as far as we can. be an international brand. We don't want to stay local.
And who comes up with the designs?
We work together together with a designer, and we all put in some input on how we wanted it to look. We decided on, for now, floral right. designs, because we all like floral clothes.
Okay, yeah. And then you can blend into your events.
Yeah, yeah. It complements the plant business as well.
It complements the plant business. So when you look at this, and there's five of you, the dynamics change again, right? How do you know you're going to be able to work together with this team?
Well, we've got very clear roles. We've appointed someone to drive it and keep all of us in check, and he does a very good job doing that.
Okay, and you were saying that these clothes are manufactured here.
Yep, they're locally made.
And is there a reason why?
Well, we didn't want to go too far out for our first collection, because we wanted to monitor the quality and make sure, you know, we could very easily access the manufacturing. But later on, we would definitely look outside, you know, for cost efficiency.
Right. For right now, with the current volume, let's just look at it this way. And then you can actually sort of look at the quality, because they're just down the road wherever they may be.
Yep.
So that's what the idea is. But of course, it's not cheap manufacturing in Malaysia, I guess.
Yeah, it is not cheap.
Right. Okay. So now, anything else up your sleeves, you know? I mean, like, you know, it's not related and yet related, you know? But anything else you guys thought of?
The next exciting thing is... with the new nursery, we're looking to make that an event space.
Okay.
Yeah. So we plan to have a little cafe, do it up nicely, make it very nice for photos. Mm. So we are in the midst of renovating, and by first week of October, we hope to get that going.
How large is that space?
That one is much smaller than our current space.
Probably half an acre.
Yeah.
Okay, half an acre. So you're going to put a little cafe, that sort of thing. You got a name for it?
Not yet.
Foliage.
Still talking.
Foliage. Yeah. There you go. Okay,
TM. Yeah, that's possible.
Okay, Foliage. Think about it. No, so when you look at that as well, in this space, you know, it's a nice niche space if you're in. Are there a lot of competition?
To be honest, in the plant business, there isn't much competition. We have a very niche market for what we do. There are people who, you know, attend to the very large clients like the government and development projects. We don't really. We go for residential and, events. Yeah.
With a business like yours, do you need funders? Do you need investors?
These years, we've never got external funding.
Okay, everything don't want
to? Everything is internal. Yeah.
We've grown organically throughout the years.
And if people would say, you know, I want to invest in your business, would you?
It's something to consider. Okay. But not something we're looking at the moment.
And if they would say, I'll invest in whatever X amount, what would you do?
Well, we definitely would sit down and talk to each other first.
Right.
And see if whether we actually need it.
If it could take the business really, really far, then why not?
Right. Maybe move out of Klang Valley, you were saying.
Yep.
Are you looking at plots already in out of town?
Not exactly. We have done jobs out of town where, you know, we've done a school in Penang, we've done some work in Johor. So for that, you know, we would get a team, send them down, let them stay for maybe a couple of weeks until the job's done. We source our plants from there.
Right. When you look at your business, the margins are pretty good, right? You know, like what could go wrong in your business? What has gone wrong? I mean, they're living creatures, so things can happen.
I think the biggest problem is not being paid.
Because
people look, plants, there's no guarantee that they will survive, right?
Okay. It depends on the environment.
So we might do a project, and before we get our final payment, the plants wither. And the client will tell us, like, oh, your plants died, I don't want to pay you. So that kind of things happen.
Right.
Yeah, so we try our very best to get a deposit before we do a job, because... Okay. It has happened before where we did a job, like a very big job, and we don't get paid at all.
Wow.
So that really screws up our cash flow.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you're very mindful of your cash flow.
Yes.
So like, has anything happened, like, you know, freak storm or whatever affected the plants? I mean, these things, do they happen?
Actually, I guess they do happen. I did a job recently where there was construction going on next door, and it was pretty big. And because of that construction, all the stuff that we planted got damaged.
So this is nature, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 5 years from now, what does Rent-A-Pot look like?
Well, we hope to be first out of KL.
Okay.
And hopefully in another Asian country.
Okay, another Asian country. Yeah. So then there's a cafe where then you have your restaurant, and then you'd be selling your shirts there as well.
Yes.
All right, okay. I can picture this already. Yeah. Thanks for being with us, Neil and Nigel Edwin from Rent-A-Pot. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.